Hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan on Tuesday 20th of March. I've had a kind of busy day today. I've been trying to sort out some stuff that Simon SM2N has been helping me out with on being able to stream or download the sort of back issues, as it were, of people's booze. I'm concentrating on Simon's at the moment because he has so many, and he's been helping me out with that, and that's taken me a little while this morning. It's not working exactly how Simon showed me. I have to get back to Simon on that, but I'll get there. It just seems that my iTunes is doing some things different from what Simon's iTunes is doing. Anyway, that's just another little story, and I've received some feedback. The last time I checked, from Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog, on setting up a Blogspot, something I was thinking about, and as I said, looking for feedback. So, but other than that, I've spent a good 2 or 3 hours on the internet today for my little project, my little audio project. I mentioned that, where I was going to look into improved recording for audio, not just for Audio Boo, but for audio in general. And well, we know the iPhone, well, the iPhone 4S's microphone, built microphone, is actually excellent. But it's fine if you're not in a noisy environment, or there isn't ambient or extraneous noises coming in, like traffic. Wind noise is a particular problem. And so I've been looking into that. It's a little project of mine's, and I intend to spend a little bit of money, not loads of money. I don't feel at this point it's justified, but there are some mid-range stuff I've been looking at. One I'm waiting to come out in the middle of April, and as I said, today I spent 2 or 3 hours looking at both software and the actual microphones. And I've watched many a YouTube video the other day from sort of professional semi-professionals, and the reviews on various audio recording microphones and associated equipment. Lots to do. I'm going to pick up some stuff. I'm going to order 2 or 3 bits and pieces. It's strange that you get a far better price from, for example, the USA or the US of A, where the prices are actually great, and including P&P over here to the UK is still ends up far cheaper than buying anything in this country, as usual. I'm going to order 2 or 3 bits and pieces from over there, and they also seem to have a much greater variety for audio recording than we seem to have in our markets. Amazon's pretty good, they've got some stuff over here, but the point is that about 3 things that I looked at today was out of stock, and do not know when this item will be back in stock, and yet I can go straight to the States or even Australia or Hong Kong, and the stuff's there. So I don't know what Amazon's playing at regarding that. eBay's pretty much rubbish. Not a lot in there at all. So as I said, I've been looking around, but both hardware and software. Some of us who Dean Reed in particular, remember Dean mentioned this in one of his booths, that he had downloaded the Sound Wave Pad. I downloaded that as well. And I also have Recorder Pro app. Recorder Pro app doesn't really do a lot, to be honest with you. It really, post-manipulation of the audio is not great at all. Hardly anything, to be honest. The WavePad one has quite a bit of manipulation, but I did a little script today, and I recorded the exact same script about 3 or 4 times, and I tried manipulating it, and to be honest with you, just wasn't worth it. The end result in various forms was not any much better than the original recording. So I don't think WavePad's that good, to be honest with you, so I'm going to kind of abandon that. Fortunately, it was free. I think it was free, or if it wasn't free, it wasn't very much. Recorder Pro was free, I think. But I've been looking at a couple of others, and one that I've picked up on, although it is $5.99, which is really nothing if it does the job, is Fire, F-I-R-E, and it's Fire 2, that's the number 2. Apparently it's been out in two forms previously, and this is its reincarnation, and according to the developers on that, it is a total redevelopment. It's not additions or alterations or improvements. They went straight back to baseboard and built Fire 2 up from there. And going by what I've watched on YouTube and the spec and the manipulations that's possible on this, it looks like a great app, and I'm seriously considering downloading that and see if manipulating sound through an audio app similar to that, as good as that, wouldn't negate using an external microphone, because if you've got wind noise, that's always a terrible thing to get rid of, and you really don't want to spend too much time in particular for audio boo, because the ideal scenario for audio boo is record it, you take a photo, add some titles and a couple of tags, and whang, it's up there, you know, and that is a great thing. And I think, who was it mentioned the day I was listening to? Oh, I think it was Rob Acrobat, pretty sure it was Rob, who said that's why he loved Audio Boo in that respect, that it was a sort of a hit the button and it goes kind of app, which is very true for Audio Boo. So, but if I'm going to go into the realms of doing a Blogspot, or if I want to do something else in audio, and I do have another couple of ideas, they're only ideas because it all takes time. And so anyway, I'm going to look into downloading Fire 2 and give it a go. It's only $5.99. I can afford $5.99, so I'm going to kill the bank. And then I'm going to send for the microphones either tonight or tomorrow morning. I'm going to send for a relatively cheap one, two actually, because two of the cheap ones, Vericorder was one of them, Vericorder mic for the iPhone. I think it does any 3.5mm jack anyway, so it didn't matter the phone, but the Vericorder looked very good. Quite a good play in words, excuse the pun. It did look very good, but unfortunately I can't get it. Amazon's out of stock, so if I'm going to get it I'm going to have to send abroad to get it, and it's not dear at all. And the other one was an Audio Technica, I think it was the ATR 3500, or no, it's not, 3500, which gets a great write-up as well, and on the YouTube videos it's pretty good. So yeah, I'm looking forward to doing my experimentation. I did a little bit of days, as I said, with the wave pad, but yeah, it's going to the sin bin, as is Recorder Pro, and I will see how the microphones work out. Probably going to need the wind socks on top, but that's okay, I'll find an old fur coat, cut the collar off it, you know, or find a dead Angora rabbit at the side of the road and use its tail. Well, is Angora from rabbit or goat? I think it's goats, isn't it? There you go. A misdemeanour right away. Anyway, look folks, I was almost going to say I don't want any rabbit on here. Well, I'll say it now. I've had a good day, I've had a busy little day, and I've got a lot of ideas, and I'm really looking forward to this audio project. I know it's not important to a lot of people who say, well, it's only audio boo, so why bother? Well, I want to bother. Everybody has their own little projects they want to get involved in, and at the current moment, this is what I want to get involved in, is just playing around and see how things go, and then hopefully give feedback to others, and if you're interested, you are, and if you're not, you're not. It's entirely up to the individual. So I will keep you updated on how things go. I'll let you know exactly what microphones I'm using at the time. And I may actually try and use a script while I'm out and about, so that at least, you know, words, phrases, attenuations will be as near the same as possible. And then maybe record a line batch and see which one comes out best. So, okay, I'll leave it at that, and I will boo you later on the subject, and I will boo you on a couple of other subjects which I really need to catch up on. So, bye for now.